100%.
You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on a Saturday morning. We're on the road live in Omaha for the College World Series. Busy hour coming up. NBA Finals, Game 5, Stanley Cup. Kevin, the owner of Rockwoods, will join the program. We'll get an update on the Jello Shot Challenge. Do you concur? A little bit later on as well. We begin the hour talking about betting on the College World Series, and Matt Grissom joins the program. College Baseball Insiders did a great job with the betting guide available on VSiN.com as well. How are you today?
Doing well.
Thanks for popping by. We appreciate that. You made a point that with this ballpark and some other reasons why you thought unders might be an early look here for this tournament, and honestly, they probably should have gone 2-0 last night, yesterday.
Yeah.
The first game did go over. The last game last night clearly stayed under. And you made the case yesterday on the show for LSU and Arkansas to go under tonight, 9.5. You got to like the way that that's playing out so far, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with Cade Anderson being announced. One of the main reasons I wanted to come back on, because last night I talked about Anthony Einson.
Yep.
Could be the case. Jay Johnson sticking with his ace and Cade Anderson. Last time he faced Arkansas, they did get the 5-4 win in 10 innings, but he gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs. Arkansas is so much better against lefties. We've seen him do it against Liam Doyle, who's a Golden Spikes finalist, and 2 appearances in Arkansas versus Tennessee. So they can hit the lefty. I'm glad that Cade Anderson's going to be out there. That's going to coerce a bet on Arkansas for tonight. And I also think that plays a lot like it did in Alex Box, a 5-4 game. Even if it goes into extras, I think that total of 9, 9.5 is dead on. Try to get under that.
Okay. And then Arkansas, $1.20 is a good number, you think, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
What about the early game here? Starts at 11 o'clock here in Omaha. And officially here, UCLA laying 2.5 runs. They're 280 on the money line, and the total in that game is 11.5.
Yeah, I like them plus 2.5. I think they're going to play this tight. Nick Schutte has been announced for Murray State. We're assuming it's Michael Barnett. I know we talked about, does UCLA pitch off? I don't think they do. But I also don't think UCLA's offense outside of Rock Chulosky is going to be able to put up a lot of runs. We've seen this park already play big.
Mm-hmm.
A double turns into 3 if you're not careful fielding it. We saw Louisville struggle fielding error after fielding error last night. Then Oregon State had their trouble too. But I just think with Murray State's momentum, they're playing probably the most relaxed baseball of any of the 8 here because they had no expectations of being here. So I think they come out, they hang with them. Nick Shetty's a decent pitcher, and if it's Michael Barnett or Landon Stump, whoever, I think they're going to be able to hit around just as well as UCLA is going to be able to hit Shetty. So I like it to be a tighter game. Don't touch this under. I think Murray State has the opportunity to hit a bunch of doubles and get a lot of walks. They're not a big home run hitting team, but you know, as we've seen in this park, if you can hit doubles and triples, you're going to be able to manufacture runs.
Okay. How about the late one tomorrow? Coastal, 24 wins in a row, $1.40 against Oregon State. They had the close call yesterday against Louisville in a good game. Any early thoughts on Coastal and Oregon State?
See, I hadn't even seen the lines yet, but I would have thought it would be Oregon State minus 140.
Okay.
So they're going to go with Ethan Kleinschmidt. Jacob Morrison's probably going to go for Coastal. He's their quote-unquote ace. They really have like 3 guys that can be trotted out there. But I like Oregon State. I think the offense is so much better than Coastal Carolina's. The back end of the bullpen may not be as good, but they saved a lot of arms yesterday. They even trotted out Eric Segura, who is one of their – he was their Friday ace a month ago. So Oregon State using their horses – and the pitching staff almost blew it last night, but ended up coming back. I just think the Beavers are a better team.
Okay. And the loser goes home tomorrow, a short stay, Arizona, Louisville, pick them.
That is a coin flip.
Okay.
I think Arizona's probably going to start Smith Bailey. And if that's the case, I like the Wildcats. He's been a freshman pitcher that's just really, really good. Very similar to like Dax Whitney, just these freshman arms stepping up in big time moments. If Arizona throws him, I definitely like the Wildcats in that one.
All right.
You said it's even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Any other observations?
Arizona.
Any other observations on what you've seen? It's a big ballpark. Hard to hit a home run. We should have had both games go under. You took a bad beat in the first one. Did anything change your mind or anything stick out after the first couple games?
No, not really. I thought bracket one was the most parity of all of them.
Okay.
We kind of saw that yesterday in two really close games, really until the end of that Arizona Coastal game. But, yeah, it's anybody's to take in bracket one. And then for bracket two, you know, starting today, that's going to be something I'm really anxious to see, both as somebody with Arkansas and LSU futures, but just the storyline of Murray State being here for the first time. Dan Skirk has done an awesome job for the Racers. And then UCLA getting back here. You know, there's four of the eight teams are back. And the last time they were here, they won it all. So you had Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, Arizona, and UCLA.
And the last time that they were all individually here,
wow,
they won it
all.
They
took it down.
So Coastal in 16.
What conference were they in? Is that the Big South or something?
Who?
Coastal
when they won it.
16.
I think they were still Sun Belt.
Were they?
Yeah.
Remember what the odds were? How did that happen?
I can't remember.
In 2016, they won the whole thing.
Yeah, 2016, they won
the whole
thing.
That's madness.
We were kicking that around last night, and I don't remember that team specifically.
I don't either.
And I was like, I kick, you know, people like you who follow it every single day and love this stuff. I was like, were they kind of chalky? And people were like, absolutely. It was a huge fluke.
Yeah.
To win it that year.
Yeah, it was huge. I bought a Chanticleer's shirt just to wear.
They're awesome. I love their colors.
Yeah, it's awesome. Who doesn't want to root for teal? Kevin Schnall was at the Hilton last night throwing him back. He's awesome coach. First year, take your team, 24-game win streak in Omaha. Yeah.
Okay.
So you would not be – it would not be a fluke this year if they won it.
No, I think they're – them and Oregon State are the best two teams out of that bracket.
Okay, but like a Murray State would be a complete fluke.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're the expert, but what's with the bunting, though? I can't believe he bunts in the second inning of a 0-0 game.
I don't know. Coaches sometimes try to get too cute. They don't do what – but Coastal is more of a small ball team. I mean, they're like 118 in weighted runs. It's only 18% above average. They're the lowest in the field. I think in a park like this, you try to manufacture runs any way you can. Because your chances are, you know, Bodine hit, I think, two home runs in that Auburn Super Regional. You're probably not going to get out here and just crush a lot of home runs. So you got to figure out ways to score runs.
He must love his bullpen because he did it. They were behind, too.
Yeah.
I think it was 4-3 in the sixth, and he sacrificed.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think now who Coastal started. Riley Eichhoff. And then they brought in Cam Flukey, who was another starter. So you've had now Oregon State and Coastal Carolina both throw their, like, day one and day three arms in the first game. That's how much they were trying to sell out to win.
I'll ask you this. Circa Sports, and they're in five different states, one of which is Iowa, right across the bridge from where we're broadcasting from. They are offering home run props on the three best players for all these teams. Have you looked at them yet?
I have not.
I mean, would you... They're going to be high prices, obviously. They offer a no.
So Mason White hit the home run against Arizona. I think that may be the only home run that we've had.
I think you're right.
I think he was plus 400, maybe the shortest shot on the board.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're sharp. They know what they're doing. It's a total coin flip. Because, one, you've got the wind blowing in. You've had, you know, two games now. One home run. I don't know. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, unless the numbers were so big that you're like, okay, I can't turn down like 9-1
on
this player
big.
Or something like that.
They're not big. DK's got them up, too.
Do they have them up?
These guys today are like 3-4-1.
Oh, you're not taking it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at exit velocity of people, they're going to have to hit it really hard.
Yeah.
And like, Cahillo Aloy, they can smash it. But, again, it's got to be the perfect pitch. Neither of them can really hit low and outside, off-speed stuff. So, you'll see them chasing a lot in the dirt, which will be frustrating tonight because Kate Anderson's going to do that. But yeah, any of the guys that should be the short shots, I'm not saying the moment's too big for them. I just think all the park factors and everything, it's probably a bad bet.
All right. Are you a big Busch Light guy?
I'm a big beer guy.
Big beer guy.
Miller Light, Busch Light, Mick Ultra.
Busch Light's one of your go-tos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They here at Rocco's at 8 o'clock last night, they basically ran out of everything they offer, is what I was told. And today they will go through how many cases of Busch Light?
They just brought in 280 cases.
Yeah.
LSU came to town.
Oh, yeah, they'll be gone.
Somebody in Baton Rouge is getting a liver transplant when this is all said.
Maybe multiple people. By the way, so you ordered pizza last night for a bunch of people hanging at the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that was a pro move because that pizza was super solid, man. Like, you've been there before for sure, yeah?
No. Total random DoorDash thing. Frank's right across the street from the hotel.
Really?
You know, it's like 11, 1130. People are, you know, they're ready for a snack or bed. So you try to keep the party going.
What bed?
A little DoorDash.
You can't sleep. Did you sleep? You can't with that DJ.
So I tried every move. Turned on my iPad, the sound machine, you know, like a baby, just listening to the rain. Still hear the bass.
Room is shaking.
Yeah. I thought this room was an upgrade because it was stadium view. And the girl said, "Are you sure you're okay with that?" And I said, "Why wouldn't I be?"
Yes.
Right. Why are you asking me that?
Big information.
It can get kind of loud. And I said, but
kind of.
Till when? She said, one, two, sometimes. It just kind of depends on how long the party goes.
Oh, my God. She's right.
I think it was 1 a.m. on Thursday.
It was.
Yeah.
They cut it at 1 a.m.
And you got that
outrageous
big Tiger Mike sitting out in front of the
Tiger Mike made it. Tiger Mike. Yeah.
40-foot tiger.
How would you like to pull that thing all the way here from Baton Rouge?
I saw he pulled it right in front of Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium on the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got the Razorback on the stadium with the big tiger right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Matt, you do a great job. Follow him on X. He's at Grissom on X as well. Thank you for popping by again today. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the action today. We'll get into numbers for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Huge game in the Stanley Cup as well next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome in. Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're on the road here on a Saturday morning in Omaha for the College World Series. And, Paulie, tonight we have a Game 5 in the Stanley Cup Final. Last night we had Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Game 5 of that series will be on Monday night back in Oklahoma City. And at DraftKings, the Thunder are a 9.5-point favorite, and the total is 223.5. That total keeps trickling down a little bit. Point here, point and a half there.
Yeah, right? That wrong. I thought we'd see some overs. Not the case. And then that horrible fourth quarter last night out of the Pacers. I got to go under 13.5 points with Turner, who was awful last night. SGA's 33.5. I thought Williams was aggressive, had a good game. He's 22.5. But the one guy, I have to go over 16.5 points with Halliburton. And if I'm Carlisle, I have to say you have to be more aggressive now.
Yep.
Because I just don't know what I'm going to get with some of the other guys here in a big road game. And very disappointed in Mathurin, Neesmith.
How does he miss those free throws like that?
God.
One right after another.
After what he did in the last game. I know, you know, it's just, that was frustrating.
You know,
to get much out of Turner either. 0-6 from three as well.
Yeah, we opened the show more than an hour ago talking about this game on the heels of it here early on a Saturday morning. And some VSiN listeners and fans and viewers are here in Omaha. And they were talking about it with me during the break. And they said the same exact thing. Like, where does that rank all-time bad beat? It's one of them. Again, for a big game, I'm talking here, I don't want a regular season game in February in the NBA. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking NBA Finals, World Series,
right.
Super Bowl, big playoff game, whatever.
That's the best way to say it because you don't expect a team on the big stage like this because it's a finals game to just implode. Up 4, 3:20 left, getting 6. No overtime, can't cash.
Oklahoma City closed on a 12-1 run?
Yes. That offense, that team, 1 point the rest of the way. 3 missed free throws out of Mathurin himself. Come on.
It's one of the worst beats I've ever had. That's no hyperbole.
I know. Yeah, me too. It's ridiculous. But as far as the game, though, you'd think you saw it coming third quarter.
Oh, I mean, the way that
I felt okay. Sorry. Indiana still led by 7. In the fourth quarter, and they've dominated the fourth quarter of this series.
I did not like what I was watching. Approximately 3 minutes ago in the third quarter, I thought every possession on offense, they were clueless. I hated the ball movement. They didn't know who to go to. There was no go-to guy stepping up saying, okay, give me the ball. I'm going to make something happen right now. Halliburton needs to be that guy. And they were just taking stupid shot after dumb shot. And it just like, This is not going to end well. And then they somehow were clinging to dear life still in the fourth quarter, but then it just completely fell apart and forget about it. And for those people who are holding on to Pacers futures tickets at what, as high as 125-1 to win the whole thing, you go from being this close to having a 3-1 series lead to now, again, at DK, I'll check that. I'll get the update here.
450.
Yeah, they moved it. Oklahoma City now down to 450. That was 590 earlier today.
Whew. Wow. I thought so felt good with 320 left. Halliburton was getting to the basket. I guess there was too much trying to attack Chet, and that wasn't working out. But you're right with some of the bad possessions they had.
Yeah, they have nobody to blame. I mean,
they're just right. I mean, you're right there. You're going to take a stranglehold on this series to be up 7 in the fourth quarter, even with how they played in the third, and be up 4 in that spot, in that arena, so loud. You've been so good in the playoffs. You're 9-1 in clutch games, up 4 with 3 minutes, and you let it get away.
So what do you make of that number then? Oklahoma City lane 9.5 back at home.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I know. I'd have to take the Pacers. I just think, because I throw out game 2 because that season on the line, Indiana stole one, got the split, mission accomplished. OKC buries them. Other than that, the series has been tight, and I would think that I could be able to hang here if I'm the Pacers. I wouldn't be surprised if they get handled, but I would just have to take the Pacers based on Carlisle and how the series has gone here.
Well, what about this idea then? If you take the Pacers and you like them in game 5 and you take the 9.5 and they get blown out, but then they go back home in game 6 and that number is going to be 6.5 again in that scenario. Who knows? Maybe there's a 7. I doubt it, but maybe. I think you'd have to come right back with Indiana and trust it at home.
I mean, how many times have the Thunder played up to their power rating and looked like this team with the all-time point differential?
In the playoffs
record?
In general?
Yes.
I'm going to say, 4 times? Once against Memphis? How many times against Denver?
Game 2.
Was that
Game 2 and Game 7. Game 7, they blew them out. Denver kept turning the ball over.
And then
they went 7 with a team that had no depth. Porter had one arm, and Gordon was hurt. And Gordon was hurt in Game 7. And there was someone else who had the flu earlier, I thought. But it's the road stuff's well documented. It's just why they kind of fooled you. They're probably going to win the title, but they haven't looked like this invincible team that just had all these staggering numbers. And even if they they're going to have the second most wins all time, tied with the 97 Bulls if they close it out and get the 84 wins.
Okay, so based on what we've watched then in the playoffs, do you think because of their power rating, they're 2-1 to win the title next year? If you don't love this team, that means that you're going to be able to find a big number on another team in the West.
Right. I can't imagine they make trades if they win it all, right? You just run it back, right?
I got more on that coming up in about 20 minutes.
Do you? Okay. Because now it looks like Giannis is going to stay put, but I don't think you win the title. I just think you run it back, and that's what Presti's going to do. But there will be value on these teams in the West.
Oh, I think.
But it's like what Chris Finch said, head coach of the T-Wolves. They're going to be 12 or 13 teams next year in the West who are going to say, damn right, we're going to have a good team. We can be a top 5, top 6 seed, and you're going to be 500. Because that's how it works. It's also the bad run here where all the talent, you saw Flag also going to Dallas. All this has been tilted where how strong the West is compared to the East and the top players going to the West. Imagine if Giannis gets dealt to the West. I mean, I'd like to see Durant go to the East. I don't know if it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, and then we have Game 5 tonight, Stanley Cup Final as well.
What do you think?
Well, I mean,
It's a toss-up. It's a pick-em. Three games have gone to overtime.
I originally liked Florida at the number at a plus price because it's like, okay, this is a coin flip, and they can, clearly go there and win. But the market completely agrees, and at this point, they're, minus.
I can't believe it.
They're odds on now. They're minus 112 at DraftKings.
I can't believe Florida favored now. Wow.
And actually, that's surprising. If it keeps going up, I would almost come back and say, well, you got to grab plus money on Edmonton.
Okay, so what do I do with the last game? Don't I say Edmonton was the better team after the...
You do nothing. You throw it out. You throw out all 4 games. And that's my opinion.
I know, but how do you look at it? it completely flipped once this goalie change happened?
I think you got to look at it now and examine what it's going to be like with Pickard. Yeah. Right.
And then certainly Florida saying, well, we could have won. Bennett hits the post. It's a crossbar.
And they're also and all 3-0 in the game.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to happen again, that Skinner's not going to be in net?
That goal he gave up in double overtime of game two was ridiculous.
I just don't know.
Maybe they found something here again. I mean, this guy hasn't lost. Pickard 7-0. He was great.
But here's
that last
right?
goal. He fans on the clearing attempt. He couldn't put it on the glass. Edmonton couldn't clear the zone. If that doesn't happen, we're talking about, wow, this guy stops every shot. He's great, and he was great, but maybe he shuts him down today.
I just don't know how this part of the series changes, and that is these goalies have been getting peppered with shots on goal the entire time. Like, is it suddenly going to change all of a sudden, and these teams are going to have 18 shots on goal for the game?
No.
I can't imagine that happening.
DraftKings has two player time on ice props. McDavid, 24 minutes. Kachuk, 17 minutes.
Maybe they're going to add more throughout the day.
Bob's up to 28.5 saves. Pickard's 25.5.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Davis was spot on earlier today, an hour ago. 28.5's carried away, though.
Okay.
I'd rather play maybe some alternate shots on goal props with guys.
First period over, minus 140.
How about first 5 minutes of the game, first 10?
Don't hate it.
No.
Yep. Well, that's the other thing. How are you going to – maybe they come out sloppy or flat here. I mean, that is a tough turnaround. You go overtime, you got the six-hour flight,
yeah.
And what is it? It's 5 o'clock local time with the puck drop.
How did you like the 2-hour and 20-minute flight to Omaha the other day?
Piece
Think
of
about
cake.
That. You got to add 3.5 hours on that flight almost.
I know, but I took the Dream Water.
Oh, you
it
did?
It helped me out, yep, and I got one ready to go in my bag.
Did you fall asleep
but
right
that
away?
Yes, I did.
So you drank it when? At the gate or when you got on the plane?
I drank it as soon as I get on the plane.
And it kicks in and how...
Doesn't take long. I took a pill, too.
Oh, okay.
Does a good job, yeah.
What kind of pill are we talking here?
With that. Just a sleeping pill.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, digging deep.
Well, I didn't know if you knew a guy or something like that.
No.
You know,
it worked when we went to – I can't find it, Luke. When we went to New York with Foxwoods, it was incredible. I was out. I was like 6-hour, 5.5-hour flight. I don't remember anything of it. That stuff is unbelievable.
I don't think it would work for me.
You got to try Dream Water.
Okay.
They sold it at the airport, too, now.
Yeah,
they have gummies. Gift shop.
They have gummies.
Yeah.
Kevin, the owner of Rocco's, up next. Get an update on the Jell-O Shot Challenge here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome in. Live here Saturday morning on the road in Omaha for the College World Series, broadcasting this week at Rocco's, right across the street from the stadium where they play all these games, the home of the world-famous Jell-O Shot Room and the Challenge. And the owner of this outstanding property, Kevin Colgett, joins the program now. Good to talk to you again. How are you today?
Awesome. I'm a little sleepy, but we're doing all right.
So yeah. How was last night, the first Friday of this event, compared to previous years?
So at Lefties, we set an all-time sales record yesterday. Coastal Carolina, after their win, just exploded in the place. We had a line for like 4 hours, and they were having a blast. And here was really, really good. I think overall, it's probably our second or third biggest College World Series day ever, which is a good way to kick it all off, I guess.
Wow.
And where does that go today now that we get LSU and Arkansas finally playing?
They'll crush it today. You know, with this heat and everything, and, you know, the bar's already 3/4 full, and, you know, it'll be off the chain today.
Yeah. Well, you got the weather channel up.
you bet.
So what does this mean? 20% chance of rain. What if you get a rain delay for Arkansas LSU?
I got 20% chance of making a whole lot of money. That's what it means. Yeah. You know, it gets hot and you never know. I mean, it could roll in and it's all about the lightning, really. You know, I don't really want rain. I just want lightning.
You want lightning? Yeah. And you said earlier that means automatically 40 or 45 minute delay.
Every time they detect lightning within 20 miles of the stadium, it's a 40 minute delay.
Yeah. Okay. I did see this is bright and early today. One of the beer delivery trucks dropping off what must have been, I don't know how much of a pallet holds, but it had to have been 50, 60 cases of Busch Light.
96 cases on a pallet.
On one pallet, 96. And they're probably dropping off several of those in this area today.
They dropped probably 15 in my back here this morning.
15 ballots?
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been doing since 6 a.m. loading beer. I just got done. So, yeah.
How many cases? 280 cases?
We went through 260 cases yesterday and 58 kegs. We were actually technically, we were out of canned beer by 10:30. I had no canned beer left in either bar.
Done. Yeah, so.
That's all. I mean, I only have so much room, and they were getting after it.
Paulie has been itching to slam down, maybe even shotgun a couple of Busch Lights.
Yeah, I got a bunch in the back. No problem. I got 60 cases. How many do you need?
Yeah. 60 cases of Busch Light. Oh, man.
Dream scenario for you.
You're an expert on this. The Coastal fans are putting you in a tough spot, though, because they're saying, hey, can you make that drink you did 9 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
So I leave there, there's a whole table, you know, hey, Kevin, you know, and I walk up, it's good to see you again. Yeah, we're so excited to be back. We're talking like, hey, you know, can you get those shots? Your bartenders don't know how to make them. I'm like, yeah, I got it. I have no clue. I don't remember what I made 9 years.
9 years ago?
Nine years ago.
How are you supposed to remember that?
I know they were blue. So yeah. I run in the back and we do a little mixology and take a taste, and it tasted good. And they went through, I think, 18 bottles yesterday. So we're happy.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's
shant shots. They call them shant shots.
So will this be your second, would it be your biggest day ever then, you think, today?
Oh, I think I guarantee it'll be the biggest day ever here. Yeah, okay. For sure. I would be, like I said, we're literally 3/4 full now, and it's 10:30 in the morning. So we got a lot of hours left.
You're so busy. Do you ever have a chance to go to the games?
You know what? I have since I opened Lefties. I went to every game. I even came back from Colorado for 11 straight years to go to games. But once I get to go, I haven't been there since we opened. So I haven't been to a game in 9 years.
I got to say, I mean, they crushed it with the stadium, though.
Oh, I told you, it's fantastic.
It's amazing.
You know, Rosenblatt was iconic and epic, but it was way outdated. And they did such a good job with this. I mean, it's comfortable. It's huge. It holds, you know, it's a great facility. It really is.
Yeah. You were telling me, I got here at 8 in the morning. There was a long line. They're waiting for GA tickets.
6 o'clock this morning, there's probably, I don't know, 1,000 people in line.
Yes.
Mostly LSU fans waiting for GA tickets. It's the only way you can get it. So
you get that. There you go.
Yeah. I don't even know how many GA tickets you can get anymore. But they line up out there, and they'll sit all day and wait for tickets.
So on the Jell-O Shot board, LSU now, they have more than 4,400 down. They set the record again 2 years ago with almost 69,000. Are they pacing like they were 2 years ago? Do you remember that?
I don't remember if they're personally pacing, but we're just slightly ahead of the total sales from the last couple of years. So the pace of the Jell-O itself is high. And their first day obviously will be today. So, you know, we'll be anxious to see what happens this afternoon between those two schools once they get rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and if they make a run and they're in this whole thing and they potentially win it, then that 68,000 plus is going to get threatened, I would imagine, right?
I think it'll vanish.
Other people said maybe not because that team was so popular.
Man, there's a lot of fans here. Yeah. And I had a whole lot of LSU people in the bar all day yesterday, and they're not even playing. So and they're all excited to beat the record. I'm telling you, competition, competition, competition. You know, again, they just don't want to win it. They want to beat it, you know.
So. And that also means, like, they can come here and buy 1,000 if they want, but doesn't mean they're going to drink 1,000. They're just put 1,000 on the board for me.
Yeah. I mean, and so that's – we limited that. You know, you can only get X amount of shots. And like I said, we'll give you 150 shots, you know, every 3 hours, basically. So that comes to, if you wanted to, you could technically, you know, add up almost $1,000 a day per person, and or 1,000 shots a day, excuse me, per person, and pump that number up.
Do you know what the personal record is from any individual with the Jell-O shots in one day?
As far as buying them?
Drinking them.
Oh, God, no.
Has anybody ever whacked down like 50 of them?
No, gosh, no, I can't imagine. I mean, they're a healthy shot. They're 50 shots, I'd be carrying them out. I haven't had to carry anybody out in 9 years.
Have you met Wilbo from Circa yet?
Yeah, there you go.
I think he can challenge 50.
Yeah, I would like to see it. I think that's a great competition. I would watch that.
He said he did 29 yesterday.
Throughout the day?
Yeah.
That's solid.
And he was, he was not even in bad shape.
Really?
Yeah.
But I did 30 regular shots on my 30th birthday once and was hanging good. Played in a basketball tournament the next day, but that's many, 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 many years ago. So
played in a basketball tournament the next day.
Yeah. I knew it was coming, you know, so it was my 30th. Okay. And
can you share the story again for people who are new about how this challenge started?
Yeah, we just started, you know, before I took this building over, they used to have shots in bottles and, you know, with different colors for the teams. And then once I moved in, I'm like, well, that's very time consuming. It's hard to do. You know, you're mixing this stuff. So let's just go with Jell-O and put a little shelf up, did some Jell-O, and Arkansas was here. And we had one guy that was buying 50 shots at a time and tipping $50. And so the bartenders are on a napkin just keeping track. So then the following year was the last year that they had the old format where you did not play on Saturday and Sunday. So Mississippi State comes in, and I go home. I'm like, we got to do something for 2 days. You know, you're trying to help people have fun. So I just made a little flyer, said, you know, College World Series Yellow Shot. Here's the record. Arkansas's got it, 860. And they ended up drinking 2,000 in those 3 days. So I thought, that's fantastic. I thought it was nuts, but I thought it was fantastic. So then the next year, I'm like, okay, well, let's push this a little bigger. So I bought a plaque, you know, for $28 and put a little brass thing on there and say, hey, you win this thing, I'm going to put your name up there. And I told my wife, I go, we get lucky, you know, and the draw is right. Because it's all about who comes here.
Oh, no doubt.
If we get lucky, so not only do we get lucky, we get Arkansas again. And then they're in this used to be the Jello Shot Room, used to be a private party room. So I would rent it out during the series. So they get the party room 9 o'clock in the morning. And by noon, they drank 3,000 Jello Shots. So then after them just happens to be Mississippi's playing. So Mississippi hates Mississippi State. They want the record. They're already 3,000 down. They drink 4,500 shots in the next 3 hours. I'm down 7,500 shots. I only had 10,000 for the whole week.
Oh.
So now I'm scrambling huge. I'm calling my Jello Shot guy. His website's crashing. It's insane. And then, like I said, social media kind of takes over. And, you know, everybody thinks I'm making a zillion dollars on Jello. And I got tired of telling people, like, when's the last time you bought a Jello Shot in a bar? And I'd be like, in the 80s. I go, that's because you can't make money on them. You know, if you could make money selling Jello, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
So I got home, and I didn't know what to do. I wanted to give something back. And so I looked at the teams. I looked at the players. What am I going to do? And then when I looked at the food bank down in Mississippi, the thing that struck me the most there was that 49% of the people that used that food bank were actually employees of the school. And just coming off of COVID, you know, I mean, I was really close to losing my businesses. And, you know, thank God I didn't have to worry about feeding my kids. But I can't imagine what that's like. So I looked at that. Then I looked at Arkansas, and their food bank's incredible, too. So I woke my wife Bonnie up. I said, here's what we're going to do. Let's just take, for the rest of the series, let's go $2 for these two teams, because they were killing everybody, and we'll donate to their food bank. So it ended up being $28,000. So then the following year, I'm like, okay, let's keep going. So we take all the teams, put them on the board, and we decide to give every team $1 for every shot they drink, regardless, to their food banks. And then we're also going to kick back 50 cents local, because we want to give some money back locally. And then then LSU shows up and drinks $68,000. I write a check for $143,000, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Well, I think I'm onto something.
That's right. That's right. This is hard to handicap. But if LSU gets knocked out, will they stick around?
That's we chatted about that earlier. I don't know. I wouldn't stick around and pay $1,500 a night for a hotel to set a Jello Shot record. You know, and that's another thing too. These families, you know, you get to know these people. If you want to watch your son play here, it's awesome. But if you got to pay for 12 days, you know, all your food, your meals, your hotels,
sure,
it's an expensive gig. So I wouldn't stick around. I mean, you know, some of them have hotel rooms for the week, I'm sure, but it's going to be tough. We've obviously, every team that's won it so far has gone to the championship. And so it would be interesting to see. It would really be interesting. Yeah.
Murray State's a surprise, right?
Awesome. Murray State's awesome. And Omaha pulls for the underdog. So if you're from Omaha, you come in and buy a shot, and we make you choose a team. Underdog usually gets a nice little bump from the local people.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. They like it.
Put it this way. Murray State has 7 times the shots down already compared to UCLA.
I'm not surprised at all.
How about that?
Did UCLA get off of 4? I told you that they might cap it at 4 shots. Some of these teams, man, they don't get the vibe. They're just not participating. They're fans, excuse me. The players get it, but their fans just don't buy into this, you know?
Well, you do an amazing job here.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
The hospitality as well to welcome us with open arms was tremendous. Thank you for having us this entire week. We appreciate it, and good luck today, okay?
Oh, thank you very much. It was wonderful, man. Like I said, bucket list being on you guys' show, and I love Beeson and everything. And everybody here, the whole crew, are awesome, and love to have you back.
And then when we got off the air Thursday, the Tigers in front of our hotel. How about the Tiger?
Paul text me early in the morning, the Tiger has arrived.
That showed up. There you go. The Dodgers must do this. Do you concur? Is up next here on Beeson.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN. Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur.
What, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, Paulie. The Dodgers right now are tied with the Giants on top of the NL West. San Diego, they are 2 games back. You look at the injury list for the Dodgers. Glasnow, 60-day IL. Snell, 60-day IL. Sheehan, 60-day IL. Gonsolin on the 15-day. Roky Sasaki, 15-day. I could go on and on and on with other names who are pitchers for the LA Dodgers, they have to make a move for a significant pitcher before the deadline. Do you concur?
I'm going to say no, because you just got to wait. These guys get healthy, and then you also have Ohtani in your hip pocket too. So we know they're going to make the playoffs. Do you want to go crazy with a lot of prospects? If you get a big name, they have plenty of big names. You just got to wait, and you know who you have coming back. I'm going to say no. But I'm also not an expert on prospects and what your farm system looks like as well.
I think they will make a move. Look at what they did in the offseason. They're not happy with anything other than a World Series championship.
Yeah, but these guys are coming back, though.
Yeah, but are they going to? Snell will come back and then get hurt, star later? Glasnow will pitch 13 pitches, done for the year?
Well, the new guy's going to come in and be healthy, though? I mean, how much are you going to give up, though? And who's that guy going to be? You got to. What would some of the names be?
Okay.
Right? I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, if I'm going to give up a lot for Sonny Gray or someone like that, I don't know. I necessarily wouldn't do that. I mean, they won a World Series last year going with openers. What happened with the bullpen starts? Right. What they did.
Oklahoma City has to make a trade in the offseason. They have to. Do you concur?
What?
No.
Oh, yeah. Why?
I don't care if they win the next two games by a combined 40 points. They got to make a move.
Why? What's the trade?
Who's to say that they're going to get back in this spot? This has been, it's now, is it supposed to be easy for a team to win an NBA title? No. But I also think that they're not even close to being light years ahead of the competition like everybody thought.
Right.
So
I think there's a lot to inexperience and big game experience too. I think that Denver series, they showed that they had nerves and made some mistakes, but I don't think you can make a significant move when you win the title. I don't think Presti will do that. Who do you want to bring in? What do you want to do?
Well, here's what I would do. I know that Giannis is saying all the right things. I know they are.
Yeah.
But if I'm Sam Presti, I would be on the phone with Milwaukee every hour saying, guys, come on, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. I talked to JBT about this last night. He said he would start with Chet and Jalen Williams. I'm like, I don't think Oklahoma City's part with Jalen Williams. That's not going to happen. But Chet, Cason Wallace, picks, maybe another player or two. Let's talk turkey.
I don't think there's any way Presti would do that.
Can you imagine Oklahoma City with SGA, Jalen Williams, Dort, Caruso, Giannis, Hartenstein?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. That's unfair.
I have to do it if I'm Milwaukee, but it seems like he's going to stay now. And then I don't think we're going to have this significant movement like everyone's talking about.
I actually think Milwaukee would have to listen, too, if Oklahoma City is going to dangle 3-4 picks at him as well. I think you'd have to listen. Here in Omaha, watching this up close and personal, LSU and Arkansas later on tonight, I really respect the SEC. Do you concur?
Well, how so?
Yes, overall.
What do you mean overall? Fan base?
Fan base, the schools.
Yes, concur. It's incredible what they're doing. And several gals came up yesterday and said, hey, it's buy a shot. It's for LSU. Go Tigers. And someone's put it best. The LSU fans have never met a stranger. They all welcome you in. We'll see what the tailgate looks like this afternoon. They're already getting after it. They come out strong. You have to respect them. There's a reason the records on this, all four records, the top four, Jello shots every year are SEC teams.
Sure.
Yep. It means more, and they
really
travel with
more.
Between the Gator and the Tiger out there in front of the hotel. They get after
and
it.
Here's the thing. They're looking
baseball,
at record
too,
crowds and record sales, right? And LSU fans haven't even shown up in waves yet.
Right. Haven't even played.
And that's coming today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredible. Derek Stevens is a genius. Do you concur?
Of course I
can't.
Yeah.
Goes back to, again, the best shower you're ever going to have in a hotel is at Circa. Or a suite at the Golden Gate across the street. Between the water pressure and the temperature, I just can't. We're staying in a nice hotel. I can't get it. I like a hot shower. I can't get it to where I want to get. And it just, between that and the water pressure, and other than Foxwoods, that's the only other place I can compare it to. Foxwoods was dynamite. But how, between the pool, the sports book, how he runs his casinos, and the best shower you're ever going to have. He thinks of everything and always delivers.
Yeah, he does. And he's a down-to-earth billionaire as well.
That's right.
Name me another guy like that.
Come on, you probably can't. Yeah, right.
So I'm glad.
Think about that and how he scouted before Cirque opened and Stadium Swim. He did scouting. He went to the other pools around town. We need this. We need that. But it goes backwards. Like, come on. I need it hotter. Come on with this shower. And between that and the water pressure, it's like, nothing delivers other than Circa in the suite at Golden Gate.
I put a lot of stock in hotels that deliver with the shower. This one here, I finally found the right temperature, but it took a long time. A more concerning problem is that the water pressure out of the sink is it's like a flamethrower.
And I'm
barely touching it, and it's like ripping my skin off. I'm like, there's no in between.
Right, and it's hotter than hell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't make sense. Well, also, you have to respect the do not disturb and privacy on the door.
No, I don't have to.
Well, how can the housekeeping come in? How can that happen? That's never happened to me before.
Explain what happened.
I come in and I ask for extra towels, and I put the do not disturb on the door, and then I come back. She came back in, fixed the room, moved some stuff around, and took three more towels out on me.
Okay.
It's like, you can't come in here. I got the do not disturb on. How'd you come in? And then the new gal came in and took three towels away from me. I like extra towels. Now I was down three towels.
Can I ask why?
Why what?
Why do you like extra towels? You like to take a lot of showers?
Yeah.
Get sloppy in there? Messy?
They only gave you two. And I want more than two because it was going to be a three-night stay. So I wanted to set the tone from the get-go.
Oh, sure,
and I asked the guy, give me a couple more towels. So I have five. I come back in. I'm only up two.
Okay.
I go, why'd you take the towels out?
The part that you clearly have to have a problem with, I get the towel thing for sure. How is your stuff moved? That's untouchable.
She moved stuff in the bathroom and everything. Yeah. Yeah. The mat was down.
No, that's not okay.
I've never had...
Do you have a bite of your mac and cheese, too?
I've never had a housekeeping come in when I had the sign on the door.
That's never happened. No, never heard of such a thing.
I didn't know that was allowed. Outrageous. Shifting gears. It happened again last night. Don't be afraid, and I insist you must lay these big numbers in the WNBA. These teams at the bottom are so bad. Chicago is awful.
Oh, they're awful.
And then the top teams are so good that I said it the other night. New York was 17.5. Who cares? They covered. They were up 30.
Well, I mean, I think that ties into overall sports betting, yeah? Don't be afraid to lay some of these big numbers against Colorado. Live bet when they're in the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why they're on pace to be the worst team in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a little bit of that in the WNBA trickle over as well.
Yeah. I just look and I see these big point spreads, but they're covering. These teams at the bottom are so bad. And Atlanta did it last night as well.
Mm.
Pig Suey's here now.
Showing up.
I want them to take some shots and do their Woo Pig Suey.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
I heard it yesterday. It's something.
Yeah. Once they start the chant, though, and there's enough fans, it's going to...
That'll be loud.
And it's going to be nonstop. It's going to be on a loop. So Woo Pig Suey for 3 hours in a row.
And then they yell Razorbacks after that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, remember when I dressed up as Petrino for Halloween? And then I would go out once in a while and wear the arc. I never had so many people come up to me. Hey, Razorbacks, Pig Suey.
In Las Vegas?
I couldn't believe it. When I was also walking around Circa a couple times it, too. It's like, where are all these Arkansas people come from?
That's
introducing
wild.
The $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card in the first 90 days, deposit, and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 try. $200 cash back rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet gives you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the try with a free subscription through August 31st, $200 value. The $500 try from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. One-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account. Apply today. Go get it, the $500 try. The most popular 100-to-1 ticket I've ever seen. Up in flames. Harris English, 12 over.
Yeah.
For the tournament.
Well, we'll get into maybe some bets to make in the U.S. Open with Wes Reynolds coming up next from right here on VSiN. Also, he's a lifelong Pacer fan. What now?